jeans.
I got coffee and a cookie.
Pinch my dick and squeeze my tits real hard.
That's a song I wrote with Sarah Tiana.
Close the door and pinch my dick real hard.
Do it like you did yesterday.
Baby lock them doors. Baby lock them doors. Baby lock them doors. Baby lock them doors.
You sound just like him.
Pinch my tits and squeeze my dick real hard. No, it's pinch my dick and squeeze my tits real hard.
That's it, because I love the idea of you squeezing a man's tits.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Pull my dick and squeeze my tits real hard.
There you go. There you go.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
To your mom's house.
What?
Your hosts, Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky.
Mom?
Pull up your jeans, boy. Pull them up tight. Put your head up in shit. I live your whole life blind.
Bite!
Next stop, round talk. You better wipe down. Don't hesitate to listen to the mommies with the crown. Wipe down, or is it wipe up? Oh my god, seriously, fill her up a sailor shot. Oh yeah, and that's gooder than a bitch. I be flossing my teeth, 28 inch rim. My teeth be all be shining, man, hunky ass white. Who just bought it? Was that the old man? All I know is bites. Hey buddy, guess who it is, man? It be top dog, spread the knowledge all about the shits. Mommy T and Mommy C, flexing all the goodest guests. Watching clips and talking shit, the mommy is the best. But I want to say this once before the show, man, mommy's for life. Fuck being a bro, yo.
That's the best line of that. Fuck being a bro.
Denver, Colorado. I'm going to the great Comedy Works downtown, where I belong with my peoples. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So this is it, man. I'm really excited to be back. I haven't been to that specific club in a few years.
Specifically
that club I haven't been. I've been to the South Club, but I'm really excited to be back. Please come out. Only 5 shows. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then I go to Hong Kong, Singapore, and China. Just something I always do in September. And then
Macau.
Get back. And Jeans and I are going to be one night only, September 18th, at the Fart Lauderdale Improv, the Semen Hole Hard Cock Casino.
Yeah. Get that title in right.
That's our only South Florida show of the year. So West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, please come out and party with us in that one night, Thursday, September 18th. It's Jeans and I together. We never do these together.
Never.
So it's going to be fun.
Which arugula do you like better, chocolate or salmon and cinnamon?
I like the chucky one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the cinnamon and one. Yeah. It's tastier.
But I mix it up. I like to do, you know.
I'm eating yours right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're married. So married people.
After that, Jeans, I go to North Florida, or North Florida. I go to Orlando Improv the first weekend in October.
That's not what it's called, but okay.
What's it called? Oh, it's called Momlando.
So. Duh.
And then I added Minneapolis in October. I'm coming back to Minneapolis, Acme. And then I do a cool run of the South in November. So please check it out. And Phoenix, I'm coming back in December. That was just added as well.
Phoenix.
Jeans.
What club are you doing in Phoenix?
I'm doing Stand Up Live.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Here we go. September 18th with my Jeans. And then October 2nd through 5th, the Cincinnati Funny Bone in Newport, Kentucky. See, you see how they did that?
Newport.
They say it's the Cincinnati Funny Bone, but it's really in Newport.
Gotcha.
And then kicking off a huge Your Mom's House tour. October 9th, we started off at Cobb's Comedy Club. We do Your Mom's House live in Man Fran Disco, California.
Oh, shit.
October 9th. So get your tickets. They are up on our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Or go to the Cobb's website. Buy your tickets now in advance. This is a huge mommy dome following for us. It's a big mommy city, so get your tickets now so that they don't run out. All right, so that's October 9th, and then I can't say those dates, but then November, we roll into November 6th, the Highline in Seattle, Washington.
This is, we're making up for the time you couldn't come.
I wasn't there. I was doing a TV show. November 7th, Portland at the Analog Cafe.
Yes.
And then November 8th in Chicago.
At the Empty Bottle.
The Empty Hooters.
Now, those are all, the links are all on our site.
Those are all up. Tickets are on sale at yourmomshousepodcast.com. I will be adding them to my site as well. I'm sure, Tommy, you will have those added too. Get your tickets now, Jeans. It's going to be crazy.
Sweet.
It's going to be great. I'm really excited. We've never done Chicago as the podcast.
No, never. It's our first time doing it. I'm really excited about it.
And guys, just to be clear, this is only for the podcast, not stand up these dates I just mentioned.
Cool.
It's going to be fucking... I think Chicago is going to be up there with how Portland and Seattle are for
us.
Yeah,
it's bananas. I think so too. Chicago's good. All right.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Also, as an addendum to that ad, if you own a small business of any sort and you're shipping stuff and you're taking, you know, in the beginning we were doing our shirts, we were taking bags of packages to the post office. Don't do that. Just get the stamps.com, guys.
Guys.
Tommy, I know I bothered you about my headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, can you turn them up again? I like them louder. I'm sorry. Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. There we go. Oh, that's good. Now I really hear my lovely female feminine voice.
All right.
Also, guys, we know you shop at Amazon. Who the hell doesn't? And if you're not shopping on Amazon.com to get your everything in life, I just bought a yoga mat. You know why, Jeans? I'm a yogi now.
Mm-hmm.
And my little wrists, they hurt and they're very tender. You understand? So I got this mat.
I understand.
Yeah. I got this mat that's padded. And I got it on Amazon, cheap as can be, but I went through yourmomshousepodcast.com and I clicked on our banner, and that way it kicks back just a small little few pennies our way, but over time they add up. So thank you for everybody that's done it already, and make sure your ad blocker is off, because that'll prohibit you from seeing that.
Well, there you go.
Banner.
I mean, there you go. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to barbecue.
Let's fucking barbecue.
Okay, roast your tits on the fire.
This for all you dumb motherfuckers out there doing the ALS challenge, the ice bucket challenge. First of all, you ain't doing it right. You're supposed to get the water ice cold and then still put the ice in it. The water's supposed to be so cold that the ice don't melt. And you don't jump into a hot, warm pool after you fucking do it. The whole point of this ALS is it's a disease that shuts down everything in your body. You got nothing but mouth and lips, bro. Just, that's all you got.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That's new. You like those monkeys that jump? Oh, whoa! Oh my goodness! Oh, Oh, that's awesome. Wow. You're really cool. That was good.
Yeah.
You play with your teeth on
it. I did a marching band drum today, too.
Really good.
Yep.
Or like those monkeys that clap the cymbals. That's what you kind of did,
but
too.
I don't like being put in like that position. I don't like to be classified as a monkey.
But you are.
I'm not a monkey.
You're a monkey.
Not, no.
You're a fucking monkey.
You know what you are?
What?
Cops are all bald and shit.
I'm not a
You're
cop.
Fucking bald.
I'm not a fucking
bald and shit.
Fucking puercos.
Puercos animales.
Puercos animales. That's a pig, right?
Yeah.
Puerco. Yeah. Hey, fucking, this one goes to Smiley and Joker.
The thing about cops is they're fucking bald and shit, man. I finally got to show you how drunk that guy is.
You guys, you have to see him to understand the magic of this clip. It's on our website under clips.
Your mom's you just added podcast. It, right?
Yeah, I just put it up. He's so rad. He's so faded. That's what they say, faded.
Fucking bald. Cops are fucking bald, man.
Shit, Smiley, I'm faded, Holmes.
The thing is about them is they never have fucking hair.
And you know what happened is that he made that observation, and then his homie behind the camera was like, yeah, that's right, dog. And that's why he keeps repeating.
Cops are all bald and shit. Fucking bald and shit. Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Have you found that to be empirically true?
Cops are fucking bald and shit. Yeah.
For real, though.
All fucking cops are bald.
For real?
They don't let you get in the academy if you got fucking hair. You gotta be bald.
Okay, Holmes. Shit. Charlie.
I'd rock that shirt. Cops are bald.
Cops are bald.
Yeah.
Cops are I don't know if you want to wear something that's like, fuck the police.
It's not, though. You're just saying that you know they don't have hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I have a couple cop friends. I'll send them texts.
And ask them.
How offensive is a cop's a bald shirt?
I'm not going to wear it.
They'll probably be like, you know, I don't think you want to cross that fucking line.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I wear my hat around town, my cop hat. I'm on the law side now, son. I'm a grown woman.
Do you want to talk about Sir Laurence Olivier talking about how to do the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, right.
This fall, you dumb motherfuckers out there doing the ALS challenge, the ice bucket challenge.
This Sir is Laurence
for people that don't know. You have to live under a rock.
Yeah.
This has exploded. The ice bucket challenge is you dump basically a bucket of ice water on you, and then you donate. The standard is $10 to ALS. It has absolutely been a huge success, which is great for ALS research.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've raised, I think their goal was like 150,000, you know, a year ago or something. And now it's in the tens of millions. So it's been phenomenal. But anyways, as with any, like, you know, cultural phenomena, there's been these different variations on how to do it. It was just a bucket of ice, and then, you know, some
But back that ass up. I thought the thing was like you nominate people, and then if they don't do the ice bucket challenge, they have to pay $100 each or something.
No, that's not it.
Because the cops are fucking bald.
Cops are 100%. You're right.
But what about
cops are all bald and shit?
What about the cops?
The cops can. They can. They probably shouldn't do it because they don't have hair on their fucking heads.
Cops are all bald and shit.
Okay. Have you been nominated to do the challenge, the challenge?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I haven't
seen anything.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's good that they've, you know, raised money, and it's also put a lot of wonderful videos online of people failing.
And they're doing very, like, one thing that's happened is people have dropped buckets that they were supposed to pour on people. Then I saw Charlie Sheen did it where he flipped the bucket over and there was money in there.
That's the best one by far. Yeah. As much as I don't like Charlie Sheen.
I saw Howard Stern's yesterday.
What was his?
He had a bucket of ice. Mm-hmm. And then he reached in there with tongs and pulled out one ice cube and put it like in a shot glass and put water in there and then poured that on himself.
That's cool.
So people are doing certain things. But this guy really breaks down how you're supposed to be doing it. It's kind of interesting. When you take the way
Right. Wait, no, I think this guy is the official spokesperson.
Oh, for ALS research.
So he's telling you, like, if you want to do this,
this is from the top.
The organization wants you to do it this way.
So this is the spokesperson from ALS research. Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, you ain't doing it right. You're supposed to get the water ice cold and then still put the ice in it. The water's supposed to be so cold that the ice don't melt. And you don't jump into a hot, warm pool after you fucking do it.
That they want you to know this. The ALS people want you to know this.
Yeah.
The whole point of this ALS is it's a disease that shuts down everything in your body. You got nothing but mouth and lips, bro. Just that's all you got.
For that right there, he just moved his lips around without making noise, obviously.
Like a fish mouth. Like a fish mouth.
And his friend's like,
but again.
That's all you got. You don't even got movement. You don't got none of that shit.
So that was another ALS research guy who said, do it again.
Right. Well, he's the chairperson.
Okay.
He's the head.
See, these are some people I did.
Spokesman for the organization.
Let's see what else he said.
Yeah, check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's-
Okay. All right. Here we go. ALS is bad as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, check it out. You know what I'm saying? It's a fear. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, play,
you know what I'm saying?
Play the rest of the ALS video.
So when the ice water hits you that fucking cold, you're supposed to feel what ALS is. You're supposed to go through what they go through. So you don't put yourself through a little bit of ice water that you got out of a fucking faucet or the damn hose outside. We know that shit ain't that damn cold. Come on. Let that shit marinate, put some more ice in it, put some more ice in it, and if that shit don't melt, then you go outside. And when the bucket falls on you, motherfuckers, sit there and take that shit and understand that's what they going through. You motherfuckers is doing it all wrong and you ain't doing it right. You telling me you donated $10? I didn't see the video of you donating 10 bucks, but I sure as hell saw a video of you motherfuckers in 102 degree weather in Florida putting ice water on you. That ain't a challenge. You motherfuckers is just sweating. Tighten up, world.
Tighten up, world.
That's tighten up, world.
That is probably one of my favorite sayings. Tighten up, world. I never heard that before.
That's great. That is great.
Wow. Tighten up, world.
Tighten up, world.
That's rad. Well, he does make some good points, though.
I think I had that over here. Hold on a second.
Yeah. As the chairperson for this organization.
I mean, like, he knows obviously what the whole thing's about.
Tighten up, world. Oh, my God. Our son is digging in his bed. He's covering his bone with dirt right now, the dirt that doesn't exist in his dog
That's
bed.
The cutest thing.
It's my favorite thing in the world when he does this shit. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I love this dog so much more than I love you.
Yeah. I talked to Cousin Jeanette, who's been on the show today.
Oh, you did? What's up with her? What's up with her?
She's got exciting stuff going on. Remember Boo Boo Chicken Pop?
Yes.
He's moving to California.
Fantastic.
So that's exciting.
Well, good for her. I hope those two get married soon and make sweet love together. Did I tell you that I went to kiss Theo's mouth for the first time the other day? You and I have always discussed how much we want to kiss those beautiful black lips.
Yes.
Those shiny fucking puckered lips.
Yeah.
And I worked up the nerve the other morning and I was like, I'm just going to go for it. And I went to kiss Theo's mouth.
Bold.
Man, that smell is wild. I don't know if you've ever smelled your dog's mouth. Don't do it. I immediately panicked and I was like, am I going to get worms from this? Like, what's going to happen to me? Because I just put my mouth on my dog's mouth. It's not good.
It's not good. I mean, a lot of times I stop right before I get there, you know? I'll be right just a hair away from that mouth and I see, and then I get a whiff and I'm like, whew.
It's like it's a combination of like the fish markets of Chinatown.
Yeah,
meets like a homeless person in the summer times.
I mean, that's rude.
Like an alley.
You don't have to say it like that. That's rude.
Well, like the homeless people listening are going to be bummed out on their iPhones.
That's true. Go back to it. Go back to it. Say rude stuff again.
A homeless guy today. I was at a stoplight in Hollywood, and he put a note on my windshield.
No.
And he gave me a dirty look, and I was like, oh, no.
What did the note say?
I haven't even told you this yet.
Oh, it said,
tighten up, world.
I wish, dude. That would be fucking fresh. No, he the note was gibberish. It was like, "Hi, come to the 7-Eleven at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm selling vacuums. They last for 24 years."
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think he had problems.
What part made you think he had problems? Was he saying just nonsense?
Some shit.
He was talking shit. Talking some shit.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
You want to talk some shit about some shit? You know that over the weekend, Suge Knight got shot.
Wait a minute. I thought Suge Knight was dead.
Suge Knight?
Death Row Records?
Yeah.
Why did I think he was dead? He's just been shot a bunch, right?
Well, he got shot 6 times on Friday night or Saturday night.
Fuck.
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Suge. You know, in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Same. Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm... You know what I'm saying?
That's my favorite, you know what I'm saying.
So let's see. Here's what it says. Evidence from security cameras in the 10 Oak Club in West Hollywood suggests that the rap mogul was the intended target in the shooting early Sunday, so that's Saturday night, at a party hosted by Chris Brown. Some clubgoers initially said they believed Brown had been the target, but he was not. Let's see what happened. 10 Oak Club. Hours around 1:30 in the morning, wounded Knight and two others. The shooting happened almost immediately after Knight arrived, so it looks like it was a crime of opportunity. Appeared to be the intended target.
Why would somebody get hurt, Shook? I mean, the guy is a upstanding citizen. I'm sure he does a lot of charity work.
Who was I just talking about to that? I think, was it Joey last night that I talked about? Or I think so, that like that Suge's the kind of person that, you know, like the building's gonna collapse. In other words, he's got such a crazy past that like if he's in the room, you might want to walk out of that room. You know?
Yeah.
He's one of those people.
He and I have had conversations.
You and Suge?
Yeah, about the things that he's done. He doesn't like to talk about it.
But I mean, when
this is before I thought he died. This is 2 years ago.
Because a moment ago, I remember you said, right, like, isn't he dead? But okay.
I forgot.
But were you like...
Man, I'm... You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't like to talk about the stuff that he's done. Let's put it that way.
Okay, what does he talk about?
You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit of everything. He doesn't like to talk about what he gets into.
I got you. Yeah.
Would you want to talk about it? No. Mm-mm. Death Row?
Damn, he is 49 years old.
How fat is he now?
He's a big boy.
How fat... He was really fat back in the time I'm thinking of. Okay, first of all,
he was big. Don't forget, he played like defensive. He's 6'5". And he played football in college.
Professionally.
And so he was walking. He's one of those dudes that would walk around at like 325 and kind of carry it like fairly well.
Right.
But yeah, you know, when you're that big, you get sloppy too. So yeah, I don't know what he got up to.
Shug. Does he still own Death Row Records?
No, that shit went down a long time ago.
What are you reading?
I was trying to read just more about the shooting.
So six times, that's not good. Is he, I'm assuming he's still, is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. No, he's not in critical. Yeah. Amazingly, let's see, he's resting. He lost a lot of blood. Let's see. I don't know.
Doesn't it?
He took a 9mm. I don't know. No, it's not it. I'm trying to figure out how many times he got shot. That's all.
Don't you find it astounding that public figures like that still get shot multiple times in gang-related stuff? We were like, dude, you're famous now. You can't be getting shot at, bro. Like athletes and stuff. You're like, could you guys not do this? Just stop. Like, it's scary.
It's totally terrifying.
Especially in public places. I mean, he's out in a nightclub or some shit. No way, man. You know what I'm saying?
Keep he was that. Shot six times. I think a bunch of them were.
Can't you get shot at home in the privacy of your own home so you
but
don't
that's
endanger
exactly what
everybody?
I was just saying, is that you
Jerk.
Know bad shit follows that guy.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting in a restaurant and Suge Knight walks in to have dinner, you like it's the kind of he's the kind of person where you might want to think about just asking for the check. Not because he's going to do something to you. It's because bad shit follows him.
Yes, I know what you mean. When I was flying home from San Francisco, I'm sorry, San Francisco.
Right.
And T.I. was on my flight. I was terrified. You know?
Yeah.
Tiny might come on there and shoot all of us.
Jeezy just got arrested.
You're kidding.
Yeah, there was a shooting and then he was tied to a weapon and now he's locked up. He's sitting on a million bail or something.
What about Gucci Mane?
Gucci is fucking locked up for at least another 24 months. Free big guap, you guys.
The other funny is I was on the plane and the plane landed and you know how everybody does their stupid phone calls. Yeah, it's landed, Bart. And
yeah.
So I see this guy, this black guy stand up and he's dressed like super cool. Mm-hmm. And he's talking and he's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like that music. I could fuck with those beats. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, this guy's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first class. And then
I could fuck with them beats.
Yeah, a lot of that.
All loud so everybody can hear.
Yes.
That's weird. No one ever does that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And I texted you and I was like, dude, there's a rapper. I know this guy's a rapper. I go, I think it's Gucci Mane. And you're like, no, Gucci Mane's in prison. I'm like, oh, yeah. Right. It's someone else. And then I had to ask other people.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was T.I. He's cute.
Who did you ask at that point?
Well, a couple people were like, oh, shit. Like they saw him walk off the plane and they're like, oh, my God, that's T.I. right? That is T.I. And I was like, oh, it's T.I.
Was that the flight attendant?
That was the pilot.
The pilot was like, oh, shit. Do you say he's cute?
He is really handsome.
Well, hey there, T.I. Why don't you go ahead and...
Fuck my stoma. He got them light skin. He a light-skinned brother. He got a little tiny mustache. You know what I'm saying?
You like that, huh?
He got that penciled-in mustache.
Why don't you get in there?
He's with Tiny. You think
are they? I thought they were splitsy.
I think those two are like ride or die, dude. Like,
I think they're Splitsville.
For real, though?
Yeah.
I like their show. Tiny is rough, yo. Have you seen that broad?
Yeah.
She looks like she'll fucking kill you.
I don't know.
She will cut a bitch. Dick will make you slap somebody.
Definitely.
She'll slap you for T.I.'s dick. That's
you think
for
so?
Sure.
Oh, I thought they were split up.
You know, I think they split up. They make up. But they're the kind that they've
been
together.
Make up to break up?
Yeah, since they've been like 13
What's
years
her name?
Old.
Tiny, right?
It's Tiny. T-I-N-Y. Traditional spelling. Tiny.
Maybe they are still together.
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know, yo.
Let's see. T.I. addresses trouble in paradise.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. I'm sure he's faithful and just like real kind of calm, stay-at-home dad kind of guy.
You think so, huh? Everything while she was new single, how her marriage, the Raptor, is holding out. I guess, okay. I recorded this a year ago. I just wanted to write and say some things. It was just for me and my friends to hear.
Oh, sure.
Let's see. Okay.
I just won't get some things.
We are really
chest.
Good right now. Everything is looking good. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
No, well, same. We are having the ATL up in the house today. Hi, everyone. I'm Ian Drew, entertainment director here at Us Magazine. And to my left is a woman that we have had in here many times.
Fucking so white people. So, we are having ATL.
He's not white.
Tiny, of course.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We know from many things.
We know from many things.
Like nothing.
Hustle on VH1. Something.
And he's like, you're always doing something, man. Yeah. You know what that bothers me, though, is that, like, you knew Tiny was coming in. And if you don't know, that's cool. But just, like, have your assistant fucking...
pull up the Wikipedia page.
Why not?
For the website.
We know you from a lot of things.
Right.
Like, you can't fucking look at that for 8 seconds.
Or here's what you do. You go, oh, we all know you from the fabulous reality show T.I. and Tiny. Just, you know, list the one thing you know, dumb.
Yeah. You know, maybe he is white, but he's like tan. He's a white tan.
All
guy.
Way up here in the ATL.
Yeah. But lately, you got a new song that is raising a lot of eyebrows. What the F you gonna do?
Boy, tell me how you sleep at night, cause you left me lonely.
Tell me about this song, because it is like, what inspired this? How did this come about?
Cause I think you know.
It's like bumping everywhere already.
He says it's bumping everywhere.
It's bumping everywhere, guys.
Is it bumping in the ATL?
No, that's amazing. But I recorded this song about a year ago, and I just went in the studio. I wanted to write about some things I was feeling, and went in the studio, laid it down, and it was just for me and my friends to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
And then, you know what I'm saying.
And then you realized what a bad idea it is to write songs when you're angry at your husband and put them out in the world. You don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's some mean comments here.
That they don't like her song?
No, they do. They're talking about physical features.
I mean, look, it's not her fault. It's interesting when you see a really handsome rapper, and you know, I mean, they must have a lot of history, is what I'm trying to say. No, I mean, I'm trying to be diplomatic here. Odd pairing. It's an odd pairing. Usually, these guys have models, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Usually, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she's got her thing, you know, she's got her little something going on. She's got
Rihanna.
Got her thing going on.
Oh,
the Dick Detectives.
Very important.
Yeah, of course it's very important.
What are we referring to? Is this the cargo short debate?
Of course it is.
The great cargo pants debate of 2014.
Great cargo short debate. Yep.
Well, you brought it up. I'm assuming you have some evidence to support your side of this argument.
Well, of course I do. I mean, there's plenty to say about it.
Go ahead.
The key factor, whether or not a guy is wearing boxers or briefs, as somebody's asking. This person thinks that Christina's observation is dependent on the guy wearing briefs that are bundling up the package, pushing it up and forward. Then with the cargo short pockets being full and weighed down and pulling down the shorts, it will look like the guy is packing.
Yes.
Thanks for making me self-conscious about this, by the way.
May I read you my emails that I've collected on the topic?
Yeah, I mean, there's more, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No. We can go back and forth with them, I think.
I have noticed that the hog is louder and prouder when I strut my stuff in cargo shorts, says JT. And here's the twist. It even happens in cargo pants. Wow. What do you know? More. Here's more fan mail. Christina's right. Cargo shorts make it look like you have a boner when you sit down. I love cargo shorts because I'm a fat retard. But I can't help but notice the huge false bulge because I'm a huge fat retard. When I was in middle school, I was always self-conscious about it because at least 70% of my day was spent trying to hide my actual spontaneous boners. And the rest of the time was spent trying to hide the false boner caused by bunched up baggy shorts. Sorry, Tom. I know you're the main mommy, but Christina's right on this one.
Interesting. You know, there's differing opinions. Here, Jason says, okay, so confession, I'm 33 and still proudly wear Old Navy cargo shorts all summer because I truly don't give a shit. So on the dick part, Tina Mommy is crazy because I have an above average piece and my daily cargo shorts have no effect on the bulge.
Okay.
Ian writes, Mommies, I have to agree with the main mommy on this one. In parentheses, that is Tom, of course.
Rude as shit.
As a man who definitely doesn't have dick for days, my crotch roll region has no effects due to the pocket placement on cargo shorts. In fact, I have a turtle dick. By day, it hides in the shell of my hair fat pack and only comes out to dine on my wife's delicious puss. Perhaps Christina has only seen cargo shorts on guys with big, lazy black dicks.
Maybe black salamis.
If you haven't noticed, their shit looks fucked up in all pants shorts. That big black snake is meant to be free in the jungle and not live like a caged animal. So no would be my answer, and that's from Ian.
How about this one? Christina's right. I think the caveat is that when the cargo shorts are too big and the guy wears a belt, then you get the dick effect. See attached photo of my lovely husband who wears this look often. He recently lost weight and his shorts are too big now. He does have a nice healthy package, but don't let that throw you off. The shorts accentuate the package for sure. I hope this helps settle this once and for all. Jeans. I love how important the debate is. Ugh.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, here's a great one from Trevor. I found the timing on this classic debate perfect. I recently got back from the holidays and had met up with an army buddy who wore nothing but cargo shorts. At first, I had noticed nothing until we sat down to eat, and I seen him grinning at me and pointing down. Naturally, I glanced down and was disturbed to see what looked like half a penny roll folded over on itself. Hugging said, I guess that's his friend's name, Moose Knuckle, was out in full force. I conclude that you're both half right. That should end the curious case of the cargo short Moose Knuckle. Wow.
And finally, sup, mommies. I just had to write in after the debate on Friday's podcast. Christina, mommy, you are out of your fucking mind. I love you, but I am a man that will purposely wear pants that are too small just to show off my package, and cargo shorts have underlined no effect.
Yeah.
This one goes out to the main mommy, Tommy!
The Dick Detectives.
Stupid. He's dumb. So serious, that song.
You know, I feel like, I don't know if we're ever going to come to terms.
Yeah.
The case, maybe it'll be a cold case. I don't think we're going to close it. I don't know. It all depends on what the Sarge says when he reviews the file. But,
Sarge.
Yeah.
But I'm all backed up, guys.
And it was, you know.
That's a really neat debate.
Yeah, it is neat.
Can I tell everybody about our night?
Yeah, sure. That
or
was
should
fun...
I say your night?
Go ahead.
So Tom does Joey Diaz's podcast last night. And Joey, as we all know, just smokes a little bit of pot every now and then. And by that, I mean every day, all day, in huge quantities of edibles, right?
And smoke.
And smoke. How much do you think he weighs? Like he's
probably
a bigger
weighs
guy.
3 and change.
Okay.
315, maybe.
So you do his podcast, mm-hmm. and walk me through the offer that he makes you.
I walk in there, and he's like, mm-hmm. "You want to? I got one of these for you." And I was like, "Oh no!" And it was like a brownie, and it was like a square bite. It was small. Oh, you want this? How about one of these gummies? And I was like, no, I'm good, I'm good.
He calls them goomies.
Goomies, goomy bears. So he does all that, and then he goes, he unwraps one. It's in a plastic wrap, like from the store.
Okay.
He breaks, I'm not kidding you, he breaks off like a crumb.
Right.
Like the edge of the brownie, let's say that, two little chunks from this thing. He's eating, put it this way, right. he's keeping 75% to 80% of this, and then breaking off
just a nugget for yeah. you, a little, and so you pop it in your mouth. And
well, the only reason I feel confident is like it's so small. I go, this is gonna like maybe barely hit me, and then that's it. Like I feel like it. I feel like it's the equivalent of somebody offering you a drink and you have a sip,
right?
You know, and you're like, I'm fine. You know.
So how are you through his podcast? Because he does like 3 hours of show.
We did like two. Well, we sat there. We talked for a while before we started. And I'd eaten it pretty soon. For the first hour, I get a point where I get like a real nice light buzz where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I was willing to go with. Mm-hmm. Like where you're like, it'd be like if you took like a little toke of something and you're like, yeah, I feel all
like right. Like just kind of how I like to smoke.
Yeah.
It's just, I just like one nice
it's
hit.
It's a buzz.
It's just a little something to take the edge off of life.
Then I become, I'm like too stoned and like about an hour and a half in, I'm like, I realize that I can't listen anymore. Yeah. I'm just thinking of thoughts and I just want to say the thought that I'm having.
Yeah.
Then I'm aware of how fucked up I am, but also laughing at stuff. He does all of his ads.
Crazy style, Joey style.
Totally Joey style.
Listen up, cocksuckers,
it's
motherfuckers.
It's like, motherfucker, you should get the fucking stamps. Like, that's how he does it.
I'm sure they love it when they get his reads.
I was laughing so fucking hard at this.
It's the best.
So, anyways, I feel like I have a good, like, buzz going, but I'm like, oh, I can get out of here now. You know, I'm ready to leave, and I go, I got to run. I got to drive back from the valley down to the South Bay. I get in the car and I turn my Waze app on because I'm not really aware of my surroundings.
Right.
And I miss the first turn that it tells me to make from like a main street to a side street. Mm-hmm. So then it reroutes and it says to go left at this other street. Mm-hmm. I drive past that one. So then it tells me to turn at the next street. Mm-mm. I make a U-turn or I pull around, you know.
Right.
Now I'm coming back and I missed the turn it told me again. And then I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh shit, like I'm nervous right now. And I'm not able to pick up on when I'm supposed to turn. I just don't feel comfortable.
Well, and in your defense, the Waze app doesn't give you much notice.
Yeah.
So you got to be, dude, on a good day, I fuck up Waze. But when you're high, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So I'm starting to be like, oh shit, you know, it's starting to feel a little crazy. So anyways, I get on one of the freeways and I get nervous now.
Yeah.
Like things are happening fast, too fast for me. And I'm trying to keep up on like pay attention what my speed is, look at other cars. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, I'm
you're in it.
I'm in it. I'm fucked up right now. So I get on the freeway and I drive a couple exits. And I tell myself, like, you got to get off the freeway. Like, you're not okay to be doing this. So I pull off the freeway. Now I want to look for, where's a place to chill and park?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm thinking of, like, should I just park in front of an apartment building? But then I start just, you know, your mind starts running, like, what if it's not, like, the best neighborhood? Or what if it's, like, suspicious that you're parked there? I'm kind of paranoid, you know?
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little.
So I get to a light, and I'm like, I think every car behind me is a cop.
Oh,
and
no.
then I'm like, fuck.
That red pen.
And then right up next to me, a real cop does pull up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh. And I just am like telling myself, I can feel my heart skipping a beat. I'm like, cool. And I'm like, if that cop pulls me over, this is going to be bad. That's all I can picture.
You can't even talk. You're just, I know. It's the worst.
And I realize how fucked up I am. So I pull into a gas station and I go in, I get, I call you. That's when I call you. I park. Okay. At the pump, and then you could take over.
Do you want a transcript of kind of how last night went?
Sure.
I mean, so I get the call, and something's in your voice, because I know you're like, hey, I got out a while ago. I just want to tell you that I got out a while ago, but I haven't, I'm okay. I ate a little, had some edible. And I think I need to just kind of pull over here for a minute, and I'm just going to stay at this gas station. And I was like, oh, like totally. Like, who hasn't done that? We've all done that.
Yeah.
You overestimate and you get in the car, but I'm glad you pulled over. So then you're kind of walking with me and the phone into like the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to the guy, you're like, I'm talking on the phone. You tell him that you're like talking or something. You're like, it's okay. I'm on the phone. And I'm like, what? And then you're like, I'm going to get like a power bar. And then you go, and then out of nowhere, you go, I really need to have a physical. I mean, I haven't had a physical in 4 years, and I know I've been avoiding it, and I need to get a physical. I haven't been to the doctor in so long, and I got, will you please, can we make the appointment? I'm really serious, Christina. I'm really serious. I'm like, oh boy. And I start like my panic sets in a little for you. Cause I'm like, you're far away. You're in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And well, what?
Well, oh, sorry. I hit something wrong. Oh. Go ahead.
So, and then you start going into this whole thing of like, oh, I don't know if I was funny on the show. I'm not funny. Mm-hmm. And when comics do that, it's either A, you've just worked Cleveland for a week and you're depressed.
Yeah.
Or B, you're fucked up. Yeah. So when you start going to that, I'm like, oh, he's whacked. So you get yourself some kind of a power bar, you say?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why don't I just come get you? Like, maybe I should just come get you. And you were like, no, I'm going to wait this out.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, you call me again and you're like, I'm at Ralph's.
Okay. So let me tell you how what happened next.
Yeah, please.
So I talked to you for a while. And by the way, I realize that as I'm talking to you, I'm just walking around my car. So I keep walking around. I've walked around my car 40 times at this point. Just walked around the whole car.
Yeah.
So I talk to you twice because I call you the first time I go in. Then I move the car because I'm in front of a pump.
Right.
And cars
are
going there. So I move to a parking spot in the grid. I talk to you for a long time. And then I go back in and I buy more stuff.
Right.
Because you said like, I remember I talked to you, you're like, go get like real food. Like go get a sandwich.
Because that always has helped me when I'm too high.
Right. So there's a gas station. It's a gas station. So I get a gas station sandwich and I just take the bread off and I just want to, I eat like the turkey that's in there. I just want to eat something, but it tastes not good. So I eat it and I'm like, all right, I got it. And I'm standing by the car. I'm thinking about like, am I going to feel better soon?
Yeah.
And then I know that I'm kind of paranoid, but at the same time, I do see the guy, look out his window, kind of look at me because he's seen me in his store twice separately within half an hour. And he's just looking at me parked there. And in my mind, I go, you know, all that guy, I mean, I know I'm paranoid, but all this guy has to do is just be like, hey, there's a guy.
Of course.
Yeah. So
well, not just a guy who's talking weird on his phone and then is now circling his car.
40 times he circled his car. And he came in here and he bought a protein bar and a bottle of water and a coffee and a sandwich.
It's a lot.
And he's just pacing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I go, this is just, only thing can happen bad is this guy's going to call a cop. And a cop's going to be like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You know, I don't know. That's probably unlikely, but that's my thought. So
I'm glad you thought that way.
I get in the car and I go, I can make it. I know I'm like a block from Ventura Boulevard. So I just get in the car. I drive to Ventura Boulevard and there's a Ralph's there. I park my car at Ralph's and I look directly, like I'm just sitting there. And I'm talking, my sister calls. My sister calls me. And as I'm talking to my sister, I look right out the windshield and the car next to me, standing at the car, is Andrew Dice Clay. Like he's just standing there in the Ralph's parking lot.
Midnight.
Same parking lot.
Oh no.
And I just, I'm talking to my sister, and he's just standing outside of his SUV, and I'm like, it's Dice right there. I don't know Dice, so I don't say something to him, and I don't want to fucking... I'm really fucking high, so I want to be like, Dice! I'm a comedian! So I just figure, like, definitely leave him alone.
Yes, good, smart.
I talked to my sister, and then I text you, right?
Nope, that text comes later.
Oh, okay, then... you had given me the idea, you go, if you're not feeling good and you don't want me to come, why don't you just take an Uber home?
All right. You're missing some vital parts.
Oh, I am?
So,
what?
You call me again, and this time we're at Ralph's.
Okay.
Now, it's funny because remember the time I was super fucked up in the car and we had to pull over and stop at Ralph's in the marina?
Yeah.
For some reason, guys, if you're fucked up, the Ralph's parking lot is like the best place to be because you got food, you have access, it's well lit, there's plenty of parking. So you call me. Yeah, and I go, oh, and then at that point, I go, Jeans, you got to take an Uber home. This isn't cool. Instead of me coming out to get you, I think you didn't want me to waste my life doing that.
Yeah.
So we decide.
Waste your life.
No. I mean, meaning that I think you felt bad at the idea of me getting in my car and driving all the way out there. So I thought, I don't know why I didn't suggest it sooner. I was like, just hop in an Uber, leave the car in the parking lot at Ralph's. And then let's figure it out tomorrow. You're fine. Just come home and feel better. Be safe at home. And I go, but read the signs to see if they'll tow you. Just check. Can you check that? And you're like, no. I'm like, can you maybe move the car to like a residential neighborhood? You're like, no, I can't do that.
That was a bad suggestion, though. That was a really bad idea.
To move it to a residential?
Absolutely. I was too fucked up to drive. And you're asking me to get in the car again.
I didn't know that. But at the time, I didn't.
And
no, here's the thing. I didn't really have a clue as to how fucked up you were.
You did have a clue.
No. I know because you're too fucked up to read signs. That was my first like, oh, he can't read and understand signs. He's really fucking ripped right now. And then when you couldn't move it to a residential spot, I thought, okay, he's
fucked. But I don't think that's a good idea anyways to move it to a residential
spot. My only thinking was if it's not street cleaning, imagine like in our suburban neighborhood, just leave the car there and then the next, because I thought you were going
to
get towed.
Yeah, but I have to find that fucking neighborhood first is my whole point, you know?
Yeah, but the valley is one big suburb.
I know, but you still have to like know the street that you're on and figure that out.
I know, and that's when I realized you were far too fucked up to be driving. And then you're like, you go, just give me another 20 minutes. I'm like, babe, you're so... I didn't say it that way, but I'm like, it could be 5 hours before you come down. Like, you're crazy. So you get in the... So I text... Let me read. This is the transcripts from last night. This is amazing. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Just one second. Jeans, stay where you are. Don't drive, okay? Or can I come get you? And then you just write back, I'm not. I'm like, okay. Text me when you're in the Uber. And then you text me, I'm in, on my way. I go, great, see you soon. And then, you know, you say like, you know, kiss you, sweet. I say, I love you, Jeans. I got some turkey spaghetti for you. Nice. Or we can watch a movie. And then you write, okay, thanks. And then I'm so high.
I write, I'm so high?
Yeah. I go, it's okay, Jeans. You're coming home. We can just chill out. It'll be fine. And then this is when I know, this is the moment that I know you're really out of your fucking mind, that you must be really fucked up. Here it is. Here's the text. How funny would it be if I did a bit about how I wished Mike Tyson would rape my sister? I think it'd be cool. I'd brag about it. I'd smile at you if you recognize me as the guy whose sister got raped by Mike Tyson. I go, here's my response. Because I don't want to like, I don't want to get in your head. You know, I don't want to. I go, ha, ha, ha. You might get some emails about that one. And then you write, that's the bit. I go, are you close? And then you come home. Here's the best part.
Okay. It's like,
yeah.
What's the best part?
Best part is you finally get home, and I'm relieved because I hate the thought of you being out in the world like that. You're home. We're watching some weird fucking Stanley Kubrick documentary, which I don't like at all. Kubrick movies are my Biggie Smalls versus Beatles debate, but that's besides the point. So you're in the kitchen and you're like, babe, seriously though, Mike Tyson wants to rape my sister. Isn't that hilarious? No, really, here's the bit. And then you walk me through the bit, which is like nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And I humor you. I'm like, yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. And then we're watching this piece of shit Stanley Kubrick documentary thing. 20 minutes later, you go, hey, hold on, press pause. I got to tell you a story. And I go, yeah? You're like, so my sister called me.
Because...
And I was, Mike Tyson's in the same hotel, and I thought, wouldn't it be really funny if Mike Tyson raped my sister?
Right.
You said the exact same bit
to
me.
But the reason that I said the same bit to you was because I realized I had never given you the backstory. I just texted you, how funny would it be if Mike Tyson raped my sister? But I didn't tell you, this is the full story.
Right.
Obviously, I met him, and my family knows that. People know that, right? Like, I've put the picture online. I talk about it in my show now. Jane calls me last night, and she is like, I'm staying in the same hotel as Mike Tyson. Will you tell him I want to meet him? I'm dying to meet him. And it's 2:00 in the morning. And so my idea for the joke was, like, picture me on stage going, I tell my story about meeting him, and then I say, I got a text message from my sister frantically one night saying she's in a hotel with Mike Tyson. She's dying to meet him. So I'm getting a text from my sister. I look at it. What am I supposed to do? It's my sister saying she's dying to meet Mike Tyson 2:00 in the morning in her hotel room. What do you do in that situation? So the bit idea would be like, well, when she asked me that, I said, well, just do me a favor. Like, if he agrees to meet you, just say yes.
Right.
You know, or no, because either way, it's a good story.
Gotcha. So it's still a funny rape joke. Either way, it's a really funny rape joke, which I'm sure Mike Tyson wants to relive that part of his life.
Well, no, it's a joke. I mean, you know.
About, yeah.
But it was, I mean, the funny thing was, for me, here is what was funny, is that my sister was insisting at 2 a.m., because she's on East Coast time, at 2 a.m. that I call Mike Tyson and say, my sister wants to meet you right now. She's in your hotel. Go down to her room. Like, I don't know if you know Mike's history or not, but this might not be the best fucking suggestion, you know?
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, it's a ludicrous thing to ask.
It's ludicrous for me for her to ask me, yes,
yeah,
or like, for me to ask him. But
yeah,
to me, what was funny is being on, like, in a bit is saying that my sister insisted, asked me that if I would, at 2:00 in the morning, if I would set up a meeting with her and Mike Tyson. And I thought, okay. Like, that to me was what was the funny thought, that I will set that up.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, you know, if it did happen, you know, I wouldn't be ashamed of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is kind of a cool story.
Yeah. You know, Tom, not all jokes conceived in highness are good premises for things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Workshop it. Just do it a few times.
Comedy Works, Thursday through Saturday.
Workshop it. See how the crowds react to that before you commit to putting that on the special next year.
Okay.
They're not all gems.
You don't think so?
I mean, I've had some high jokes that I've read the next day, and you're like, this is, what? It's just, I think the best part is reading the premise in a text message. Like, wouldn't it be funny if my sister was raped by Mike Tyson? That's the only thing I read from you as you're in that car, and I'm like, oh, he is cooked. He's out of his goddamn mind right now.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense.
I definitely would not have had that thought sober.
No, and I'm really glad you didn't drive home, by the way.
By the way,
Jesus Christ.
Here's what else I figured out. This is what I figured out. That drive was really fucking long.
Yeah.
And I got even higher. So in other words, the highest point from when I called you and I was like, give me 20 minutes to when I got home, I got progressively higher. So during that drive, I remember I had the sweetest Eritrean driver woman.
It's Africa.
Who, by the way, like, I was like, this, I cannot believe this woman is willing to just pick up strangers, you know, and drive. Like, thank God, I guess there's some vetting in Uber, like they know all your information, but I felt bad for her. She's like the nice lady. I told her immediately. I was like, yeah, I'm way too high. That's why I called you.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good tactic.
She goes, okay. She was nice. And then About 10 minutes in the drive, I go, there is no way I could have done this shit. And I realized that I was like, that's how I was lit. Like, oh. I couldn't. And then, like, the more stuff that for her, even on ramps were closed, all kinds of shit was closed. Oh, no. So, all that, like, not being able to just fluidly kind of go your path is what, when you're that stone, creates even more, you know, wreaks havoc because you're trying to solve your problem and you can't. That, not only that, but about 30 minutes into the drive, I could feel myself like kind of zoning out. You know what I mean? Like really feeling stoned. And that's when I was like, man, if there's, thank God I'm in somebody else's car right now.
No question. And I mean, man, yeah, think about it. Whatever you spent on that Uber trip saved your fucking life.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
For sure. Saved my life, saved other people's lives.
Yeah.
And saved me in worst case scenario. Well, not worst case, but in one scenario, like fucking at least 10 grand.
DUI. And then I have to go to fucking downtown and pick up a nightmare.
And I'm all the fucking, I'm there with all these fucking cops.
Cops are all bald and shit.
Yeah. And the best part too is we were watching that stupid fucking Stanley Kubrick documentary.
Why is it stupid? It's not stupid.
You know what? I got to tell you. I don't mind The Shining. I think it's fine. What else did that guy make? 2010 Space Odyssey?
2010? 2001.
I mean, it's so...
Full Metal Jacket?
I do love that movie. The first half of it's the best comedy ever.
Dr. Strangelove?
The second half, it slows down. I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No.
It's tremendous. How about Clockwork Orange?
Yes. Also too long and slow.
Okay.
All these movies I've enjoyed, but I feel like I've had to force myself to because they're too slow. Not enough shit happens. More
Eyes Wide Shut?
Explosions. More talking shit.
You like Eyes Wide Shut?
Guys Wide Shut.
Guys Wide Shut. Where the dudes are at.
I remember vaguely that movie. I get it. I don't. You know what I would rather watch? A Tyler Perry movie.
You're officially, I'm cutting your mic for the rest of the show. How dare you even lop
Tom.
Into like Kubrick is a fucking master.
Yeah, but you know what? I would just like the Beatles.
He's
versus
a maestro.
Beatles versus Biggie debate. I would rather watch a fun, silly, dopey thing than sit through this fucking esoteric.
You want to see some big black bullshit. Lazy dick? Well, I'm gonna show you some.
This is not a Tyler Perry movie.
Movie right here.
This is not the movie.
This is it.
This is not his films. These are not his films. Music,
look at the size of his cock.
That's why they call him Black Salami.
That's why they call it Black Salami. He couldn't commit less to that. That's why they call it Black Salami. No, but real talk. Okay.
You're the worst.
No, but real. For reals. But the documentary, it was like reading into shit. Like at one point.
There's parts of that documentary. It's called Room 237.
Dude, they're reading into stuff that's not.
Of course they are.
The one time the guy goes, and then they'll notice the patterns on the carpet are phalluses representing the ancient fall of Rome and fertility.
No, that guy is crazy.
And you're like, what?
But some of it is fascinating. I want to watch the documentary again. And I want to watch the film again.
Some of it's about, like, he does have a fascination with Indians. So there's like Indian motif. There's a lot of historical things.
One of the guy's theories is that Kubrick was the guy behind the moon landing footage and falsifying it, and that this is his like admission of that. But like his, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Guys, the moon landing happened.
It's fun to watch.
It happened.
Fun to watch.
How did Sandra Bullock get there if it didn't happen?
She was, her and Felix Armstrong.
Yes.
Put it in the moon together.
Well, how did it? How could she film that movie if they didn't go to space for reals? Stupids.
So Cops Are Bald. Felix sent us a fucking remix of Cops Are Bald. You want to hear it?
Of course.
Let's hear it.
Cops are all bald and shit. Cops are all bald and shit. Cops are all bald and shit. I'm fucking bald and shit.
His fucking bot, the homies are all fucking bald. They always have shaved heads.
Of course. That's the cholo look, man. He had a bald head, a goatee, homes. He had a your socks pulled up, your Converse, and of course your shorts, your Dickie shorts.
It's crazy, dude. Like, this is 46.
Yeah.
Fucking cops are fucking balls.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's really good.
Genius level.
That's really good, man.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And then somebody also submitted a, you know, a Namin world record, they said. Do you want to give it a listen?
I would love to.
I mean, you know, you realize that we had so many Namins and, you know what I'm saying, submitted. And, you know, we have it from, last week it was from that bass fisherman. He dropped, you know what I'm saying?
Boom goes the dynamite.
Did you put him up? His clip?
No, good. I'll put it up.
Yeah, that guy, he drops it.
You know, it's funny, is our debate, our discussion rather, about
check this out, though.
His booze belly.
Yeah.
And how you can decipher the hard booze belly.
Yeah, and
from the
soft one.
Jiggles.
Yeah. Yeah, his is really, really
hard.
No.
Or jiggles.
Oh, my God. It's so massive. It hangs so much. That dude's back has to be in horrific pain. He's walking around with like a 200-pound stomach. It's crazy.
So it's a lot. Even my little belly, yeah. Like I'm always tucking it into pants, trying to conceal it.
Yeah.
I'm always wearing girdles and Spanx. And I hate the feeling.
Feels better, right?
Well, yeah, it's all tucked in.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, somebody told me that because we did it on a live episode, they thought they didn't know that. I guess they didn't hear it or whatever. But the party pooper—that's on. That clip is on there, right? About Jennifer being
yes.
a party pooper.
Yes.
I work this some is hours yes. in an office, you know, and to groups of people, they're talking, and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollege, Kollegin, she, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is. She is really a party pooper.
Really?
Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties so and people know this? I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
We have this on the site.
Yes, peoples. And then he has another video, Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
What's a Daddy Long Legs?
He doesn't like that name.
Stupid name.
What is this with Daddy Long Legs? I've been learning some in America with insectings, with cockroaches and ants. You know, our mice and our ants, that is easy.
Because there's only two possibilities with this guy, is that it's genuine or he's like, he's brilliant. This is like, oh.
Yeah.
On purpose. You think it's on purpose?
Well, I studied German in college, not to brag. Mm-hmm. Barely got by because it's an extremely difficult language. And listening to how he talks, like the peoples and how he's obviously really a German person because
mm-hmm. yeah.
the way that he's talking.
Yeah. But he could be a funny
he's,
guy.
I think he's hamming it up. Yeah. I think he knows that Jennifer doesn't poop at parties, but it's adorable to how he talks about it.
But it's funny. It's really funny.
The peoples, they're okay with this.
It's very funny.
As Daddy Long Legs.
I like you, party pooper, Daddy
yeah,
Long Legs.
Me too.
Okay.
Where's
so
you know what I'm saying?
This is our submission. Let's see. I haven't heard it actually, so I don't know if this is a real good one or not, but here we go.
Man, family sleeping wood and they wood pie, wood fire in the blood. You know what I'm talking about? You know what it is, wrong kind of records, nigga, strong on steady gang. You know what I'm talking about? From that clack, 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 clack.
I don't know what the fuck he's
so
talking about.
So far, it's awesome.
That's why they call it black salami.
Okay.
Yeah. You an Inglewood, California. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? You at Rogers Park. You know what I'm talking about? Rogers Park, man, at the Goon. I grew up here since I was a baby. You know what I mean? You know, it was hard, y'all. You know, nigga had a lot of problems. You feel me? Nigga made it out. You feel me? I mean, nigga had a problem. Nigga had a lot of problems with the law. Nigga done been to jail. Nigga been to all that. Juvenile order and camp YA to the penitentiary, county jail. Nigga done did all that. So I'm talking about you, feel me? I mean, but now, nigga.
He would say, you don't talk about your feeling, you know what I'm saying? All in the same. That's what's really cool is he's combining all three in the same sentence. You feel me? You don't talk about, you know what I'm saying? All at the same time. That is a new level. That might be. setting a new standard.
You know what he sounds like when he talks? It just sounds like he's going meow 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 meow. Nya 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 nya. Seriously, I can't understand what he's saying. Nya 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 nya.
Okay.
Bitch. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a lot up there, right?
You're right. It incorporates. It's a buffet. Of you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This dude.
It's a poo-poo platter.
This dude has a lot of stories up there, or a lot of videos.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's see what he.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Is this it right here? I feel like we've actually. I recognize this dude's voice.
Secret Wood, Nate Wood, Pie, Roof, 500 Blocks.
Oh, this is
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Wrong
the guy
time
sent
record.
He sent in a really low quality audio.
Oh.
So this is it with better audio.
This nigga strong on steady gang. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that. YA to the penitentiary, county jail. Nigga done did all that. So I'm talking about you, feel me? I mean, but now nigga met it out. Now nigga, I mean. Nigga doing this thing now. Now it's time to get that money. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a real nigga, bitch. I don't stick with no ass.
So that's him. That's him talking.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's his music, though.
Oh, he's a rapper.
Yeah, yeah. He goes by Half Ounce.
Yeah. Don't sing a prince in the residence. Bitch, I'm in the hood like Bristol. Slapping niggas up like shit with the pistol. What's official? And everything I say is the truth. The 17 was riding around with 38 in the cool. Banging roots with a...
About 99, you know what I mean? But like I said, I had a gang of bump-ins with the law, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I keep it 1,000, you know what I mean? Nigga was down for a minute, so that slowed me down.
I like when people are like, I had some bump-ins with the law.
Right. That's you know what I've never had?
Yeah.
Bump-ins with the law.
Yeah.
That slowed the gang.
You know, I got arrested for some bullshit. Like, what happened? Like, I had a gun on me.
Right, right.
And they're like, That's your shit, you mean.
Wait a minute. You mean you may have provoked the arrest?
You sit down, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean, but now.
You feel me, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? That's my new favorite thing, is to say all those at the same
time.
Let's hear.
Can we hear that? Just, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he just dropped.
He did a triple, triple crown.
Down for a minute, so that slowed me down. That slowed the gang and shit down, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean, but now.
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Know
Wait
what I mean?
A minute. No, you know what I'm talking about? Idi Amin?
No, no. You know what I'm talking
about? He's not
talking
about Idi
Amin. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean? That's what he says. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean? And all at the same time.
Down for a minute, so that slowed me down. That slowed the gang and shit down. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? You know what I mean? But now.
That's crazy as shit.
You know what I mean? Nigga out now. You know what I mean? I ain't going back. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's my time to shine. I'm with the YA. For possession of a loaded stolen firearm. I keep it 1,000. You know, I would.
For possession of a loaded firearm. That's some right. bullshit I dealt with.
Why for possession of a loaded stolen firearm, you know what I mean? And I been down for a couple more things. I mean, I been down for a gang of shit, you know I mean? But I ain't even going to speak on this, you know I mean? Because I don't even want to speak on all that right now, though, you know what I mean?
This is insane. So this is going to take a long time to break down.
Well, it's weird that he got arrested for that. I mean... Most of the time, you can just carry a loaded weapon around. People like that. Yum, 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 yum,
yum. That's crazy.
Well, we got to. Maybe we should save him for the next episode.
Yeah,
too.
It's too much. It's too much to wind down with.
It's only smells.
It is only smells. It's only smells.
God, I had a dream about that.
What? It's only smells. It's okay. It's only smells.
Speaking of, your farts have been horrific.
I'll give it to you. Last night, thank God you didn't give me too much grief over it. That was a bad one. That heater that I let when I got in bed and I was all fucking out of my mind.
Oh my God.
That was bad.
The dog got out from under the blankets even.
Yeah, that was bad.
You're a real shithead, man. Yeah. Let's go make some dinner, huh?
Yep.
Let's go drink some wine.
I love you.
Let's get stoned, Tom.
No, I'm still stoned from last night. I'm good. Thank you, Joey Diaz League. You can listen to that episode. It's The Church of What's Happening Now, episode 207. Is this him?
What a great title.
Why do I want to do that? Bring me one, Uncle Tom, if you don't mind. Oh, thank you, brother. Oh. I got it. Saturday, I know it's all debts. You got the Cuban beard.
Let me see if you can hear him doing his ads.
If you took Alfred Brainley, you wouldn't think about improves who you are. It improves, it makes you be the best you could fucking be. If you're a kid and you want to go back to college, you want to read, you want to stay up all night, you don't have to take meth like the rest of these fucking jerk-offs. Take some fucking Alpha Brain.
Don't take meth.
Alpha Brain will make you fucking focus. I'm telling you, two Alpha Brains, you're up and fucking hopping. In fact, my Alpha Brain strike will start again on Monday after the surgery because I'm home for 4 weeks. I got to write a bunch of material, so I'm going to focus. You know what? Go to Onnit.com and look at everything they got.
Boom.
They got something for you. Whether it's Strong Bone, whether it's fucking
New Mood,
Shroom Tech, whether it's the fucking enzymes, the mango enzymes, whether it's a thing that you go like that and you get your muscles, they got kettlebells, they got everything on.
What's your code word?
Go to Onnit. What's the code word?
Church.
Church! And get 10% off while you're there. Stay on it. Stay on it. Get it sent to your house on the first like a real human being. You got to go to the store and order it. Just stay on it. First time you sign up for Stay On It, you get 20% off. That's how I roll here. What do you put in the box?
Church.
Like a bad motherfucker that you are. C-H-U-R-C-H. Also, a shout out to some of my fucking best. I love you cocksuckers. Hulu Plus. You can watch Hulu Plus anytime, anywhere. $7.99 a month. You're saying, Joey, how is that possible? $7.99 a month. You can watch on any streaming fucking device that you want. You understand me? On a smart TV, Roku, Apple, Xbox, pretty much any. If it streams, you're fucking watching Hulu Plus. That's how we work. Listen, if you watch a commercial with Hulu Plus, they're going to give you what, Lee? They're going to give you 2 weeks. That's it. Uncle Joey, we go a step further here on the church of what's happening now. If you put
Joey
in the box, J-O-E-Y, you get 2 weeks for free and $7.99 a fucking month. So fuck the $7.99 a month. They ain't doing you no favors. When you run with Uncle Joey, you get 2 weeks for free. HuluPlus.com. They don't fuck around. Smart TV.
I'm stoned out of my mind listening to him go, Hulu fucking Plus.
Oh, he did that when I was on the show a few weeks ago.
Crazy. It made me laugh so hard.
Doesn't he have to send air checks to the sponsors?
I think they realize who they're dealing with.
Hulu's just
and
like,
and they're like, just let him do it. Wow. He does it. Yeah.
Chuck Woolery's got to run for his money here on these reads. Better look out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We got to run. We love you.
Love you, Jeans.
We'll go out on the thank you to Felix for the Cops Are Bald and Shit remix. We'll go out on this, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Cocksuckers.
After all, bullish.
Fucking bot, the homies are all fucking bald. They always have shit.
Of course, that's the cholo look, man. You have a bald head, a goatee, homes. You have your socks pulled up, your Converse, and of course your shorts, your Dickie shorts.
It's crazy, dude. Like this is 46.
Yeah.